The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh, 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 hold it.
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
The Jethel Silverwing Show for May 2nd, 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl of the burning of alloys, the tailor of fine armors, and the maker of cookies, the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Pilsman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, do not bother trying to get to the in-game chat channel because the servers are still down, but you can go to onlinegamingradio.com. And at the very top, you can click Chat Live. And we are here in the IRC chat channel for Online Gaming Radio. And we're here with a bunch of people. We have Mayane, we have Elquin, we have Ravencry, we have Chedrella, we have Spiders, The Hand.
The Hand.
How there's a hand in our chat.
I know.
Is it one of those hands from Mistmore? Or, Unrest?
Maybe he's from the Band of the Hand.
The Band of the Hand.
Of course, we all know what's going on right now as far as Sony Online is concerned. That's right. The Dark Elves of Nariak have tried summoning Enric again. And instead of just causing death and despair throughout Kithacor's Forest, they've brought down the entire Sony universe right now.
No, sorry.
I'm telling you, that's what happened. Damn dark elf, sexy bastards.
I'm a dark elf right now. Be nice.
Doesn't mean you're not evil.
We'll talk about that later.
Evil!
I'm not, sir.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. What is this now? Third day in a row? Second day in a row?
Well, we're down Monday, so this is the second day.
Okay, well, second day in a row. All Sony... stuff is down. Not just EverQuest 2, it's Sony universe-wide. Everything Sony is down. And they've taken it down for good reason. I mean, if they had a security breach, by all means, cut them off at the pass before they can actually do some serious damage, you know?
It's sort of a week for things that are going down. Like, Bin Laden goes down, Sony goes down.
Obama slaps down his, his birth certificate. I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Not really, anyway. I'm a skeptic of a lot of things. But I'm looking at the way they're handling this whole Bin Laden thing. I know we're not talking about game stuff right now, but since we're on the subject, why was Osama's body dumped in the Atlantic?
Because no country would take him. And nobody wanted to bury him anywhere because, you know, people would probably go there to just, you know, piss on his grave and all that other stuff. But it would also give terrorists a memorial to get a rally around.
Yeah, but they don't destroy graves because they're mad at the person. I mean, look at Morrison's grave.
It's
from the Doors. They destroyed that friggin' thing with graffiti and shit. They loved him.
I know. Well, just imagine what happens if there was he was buried somewhere.
Oh man.
No, they. No country would take the risk of having his body there because
yes,
it would just be a magnet for Al-Qaeda and terrorists to be, you know, rally around.
And I understand that. I can understand that. But look at it from my point of view, as a skeptic that I am. We don't believe, in the United States, for those of you who don't, who are listening in and don't live in the United States, we are not blind sheep to our government. I'm not saying you guys are, but I'm saying we do not believe anything that our government tells us. The government can come out and say, it's a beautiful day and the sky is blue. And we'll say, bullshit, it's red! Because we don't believe anything that our government tells us. Because we've been lied to so much that we can't believe them. So, they say they do a test. It's Osama. We got him. Okay, great. Let's see the body. We dumped it in the Thames. What?
No, they didn't dump it in the Thames.
No, not in the Thames. That's a Monty Python thing.
Okay.
Well, you dumped her in the Thames. But,
well, there's way
but
there
you
is.
Dumped her, you dumped him in the middle of the fucking Atlantic Ocean. Now there's no proof that you got him.
No, it was the Mediterranean Ocean.
Whatever.
It was closer to Mecca.
Whatever. I don't care. Now you have no fucking proof.
They got plenty of proof. They've got pictures that they won't release because they're afraid that they say they're really gruesome. I can't see what's more gruesome than a lot of stuff we've seen. I mean, come on, we've seen.
I have seen
pictures
some...
circulating of Saddam after he was hung.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty friggin' gruesome.
Pictures my ass. I saw the video. But,
so did I, of him getting hung.
But there is, there are some photos circulating around saying that it's Osama.
And it's not.
It's not. I mean, because other people, I'm not going to say where, because rule number one is you don't talk about it, has actually shown, okay, here's the picture that everyone's circulating. Great. Now, here's a picture of Osama, and here's a picture of the guy that's really dead, and they photoshopped it. And it's exactly what it is. But, I don't know. But can you see where I'm going with this?
I understand completely. I want to see more proof. I mean, they're willing almost to release the burial of sea pictures, which is all fine and good.
Now, why
but,
the fuck, and,
you know,
I'm sorry, I'm going to raise my American flag here just for a minute. And you know me, I am not politically correct at all. Why the fuck did we give him a Muslim, he had to be buried under Muslim beliefs within 24 hours? Fuck him.
I know, but it would have caused
fuck
more problems.
Fuck him.
No, we're not talking about just him. We're talking about all the Islamic countries, some who are actually on our side. And we don't want it to upset them. I mean, listen, even they will take a criminal after he is dead, and still give the criminal, even a murderer, a proper Islamic burial. They will still wash his body. The Islamic men will still wash his body, wrap him in a white cloth, and bury him facing Mecca. Hoping that, you know, they feel that...
Well, if he got dumped in the ocean, how the hell do we know he's facing Mecca?
Well, they probably faced in Mecca and then, you know, lowered him in the water. They weren't supposed to just, you know, plunk him in. They're supposed to lower him in, but not slow enough that, you know, animals will come along and eat him as he's being lowered. I read all this.
Sure.
It's really kind of amazing. So,
no, I'm sorry. I have to take the side and the same position that Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert took in their shows last night. Fuck them.
I also read that eventually he probably will face Mecca when the tides turn him.
Mm.
But
yeah, you know, Steve Colbert gets on his show and he's like, he's all smiles announcing, you know, you know, saying that Osama was killed and stuff. He's all smiles. Like, and if I had a mirror right now, I could probably look at my face, and I should be so ashamed of the look on my face right now. Someone off camera hands him a mirror. Nope, fuck him.
Well, you know, I'm really seriously hoping that they will release the photos, grisly or not. They're just worried that they show them, somebody's going to have a problem. But, you know, if they warn people first, look, you know, we're willing to show you these, but they're extremely grisly, you know, and you know.
Well, yeah, you can't.
View at your own risk type thing.
How are you not going to have an ungrisly, he got shot in the face picture?
Well, they shot him in the head. Yeah, they shot him in the head. Well, first it was the chest, and then they double tapped him.
Well, yeah, because everyone knows, you know, it's just, that's what, rule number five, you got to double tap whenever you shoot Osama bin Laden.
Double tap.
Make sure the fucker's dead.
Yeah, they got him in the chest, and then they hit him in the head, too, just to make sure.
Okay, now, one last thing before we go off the fuck Osama bin Laden rant here. Actually, don't fuck him. That's nasty.
That would be necrophilia.
Yeah, that would be necrophilia at this point. Okay. So, one last thing is what I think should have been done. What I think should have been done to Osama bin Laden, or his body, that is, was he should have been stuffed in a sack and given a tour of the United States, starting and ending at Ground Zero, and let people, specifically of the families who lost people in 9/11, and of course military families next in line, stuff like that, and use him like a fucking pinata.
I know, you're not the only one that would like to just trash the hell out of him.
But, you know, people are like, no, you can't do that. That's what they would do. That's and what so, they would do.
Okay. So, yeah, I know. And you know what's really going to piss me, that's pissed me off, is there's some bleeding heart liberals that are going, well, we're going to investigate this to make sure that, you know, this was handled properly. They don't believe even hardened criminals should be killed like that. They figured that he should have been captured and brought to justice. And I'm thinking, no.
Captured and brought to justice just
no.
so...
No.
No, I'm sorry. My tax money is not going to be spent keeping this guy alive for the rest of his fucking life while he lives with 3 meals a day, cable TV... and shit like that, that, you know, our poor people don't have. You know?
Fuck up.
Yes.
Okay, you want to capture him and bring him to justice, fine. As long as it sells a 3x3 foot cardboard box.
Yeah, so I figure.
Surrounded by barbed wire.
I forgot
like
what group or society, whatever it is. I heard it on NPR. But yeah, they're going to launch an investigation. It's like, why?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Fucker's
you know.
Dead.
Like I said, they're bleeding heart liberals. I'm sorry. I'm pretty liberal, but that's too much. I don't care. I really, he's dead. They got him finally.
We're better than that.
I would like
I'm
those
not.
People
Give
who
me the
want
baseball
to,
bat.
I want those. I'd like to see that group of people that want to make sure that, you know, this was handled properly and blah, 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 and they really thought that he should have been captured. Should go to each one of those families that lost somebody in the Twin Towers or on the airplane that the people on board crashed it to keep it from going into the Pentagon.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Or the, you know, the families of those people.
Yeah.
And go and tell each one of them what they want to do. Really.
What would you like to do? It's kind of like when my lawyer came to me back in 93 and asked, what kind of outcome would I want? You know, what do I want to see of a lawsuit against the guy that hit the drunk asswipe that hit me and my dad and caused my dad to lose his legs? And I looked right at him. I looked at him and I looked at the attorney for the other guy, and they're like 5 minutes alone in a room with a baseball bat.
Yep.
That's justice. Sorry. I am not politically correct, and I generally I don't take a soft side on shit like that. Sorry.
No. But I do have a joke for you.
A joke?
Sort of.
Is it about Osama bin Laden?
Well, yes, sort of, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a new drink out. It's called the Bin Laden Martini. It's two shots and a splash.
Oh, God.
Da-dum, bump. I thought that was amusing.
Two shots and a splash. Does it matter shots of what?
No.
Okay, just two shots and a splash. Gotcha.
Two shots and a splash. That's, yeah.
And does it take 10 years to make?
No.
Doesn't take 10 years to make?
No.
Okay.
Another interesting thing about this whole thing about Bin Laden and stuff, a lot of people thought that they couldn't get the DNA fast enough, and there's some people that are swearing up and down that it happened last week, and they waited till this week to say, I don't know. I know that there is a method, that there is a machine that will do a DNA test within 2 hours, and they got the DNA from his sister.
Yeah, as long as you have relatives that to compare it to.
Yeah, they had DNA from his sister who died of cancer.
I heard it both ways. I heard that they actually took him out last week and they wanted to wait for DNA results before they made the announcement. And then I heard, nope, it just happened Sunday night. I don't know.
There is a guy who was tweeting this when it was happening. He didn't know he was doing it. He lives in the same neighborhood, and he started tweeting on May 1st because there was choppers flying overhead. Hmm. A lot of them.
I did not know that.
And there's other people who were also tweeting with him, responding to him and stuff. So I really believe that they did get him Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. Because it was a night raid, and got him out of there, and then it took a couple hours to do the DNA testing. Because it wasn't announced till late Sunday afternoon. Here it was like, 8 o'clock almost?
Mm, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And the only other thing I had a big problem with, and yeah, this is going to be the last we're going to say about it. We're going to move on to other things. But the only other thing I had a problem with was Obama's press conference. I didn't see it live, but I did, download it from CNN.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Obama just makes it sound like it was all him. I mean, the only thing he didn't come out and say was, I pulled the trigger personally.
I know.
It's all about him. I signed the order, and I reviewed the intelligence, and blah, blah, blah.
The only thing you can credit Obama with is the fact that the military wanted to just bomb the complex. Just B.O., get it over with, just bomb the crap out of it. He is the one that's kind of said no.
Yeah, but, he's turning something that took 10 years to hunt this jack-off down. And he turned it into, hey, I'm going to make a second term because I killed Obama. Osama, sorry.
Yeah, you're making the same mistake a lot of the news people did. They were saying that Obama was killed Osama.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, but hey, but you can see what I'm saying, right?
Yes, I do.
I mean, George W. wins second term because we're still at war and no president has ever been voted out while the war is still going on.
Well, this whole hunt for Bin Laden was started way in the Bush campaign.
Right, but you get what I'm saying. The only reason Bush had a second term, the only reason, was because the war was still going on.
Yep.
And I feel, honestly, the only reason Obama's going to get a second term is he's going to run on the I Killed Obama campaign.
And that isn't really going to fly.
God, I hope not.
So, enough of Osama, or Bin Laden, or whatever his friggin' name is now.
All right.
Fish food.
Okay, well, that's enough about Obama and Osama. Trust me, I...
could go on.
No. So, let's get back to the most devastating thing of our lives here. Everybody's going through EQ withdrawals.
Because no one is going to be talking about where were you on 9/11. No one's going to be talking about where were you when Osama was killed. It's where the hell were you when Sony went belly up for 2 days.
They haven't gone belly up. From what I understand, this is an extension of the original attack on the PlayStation Network. From what I can read.
Yeah. And I see Brass has joined us in the chat channel.
Yay, Brass.
So if I get anything wrong from what I'm saying here, by all means, Brass, correct me. Okay,
you know, I'd rather have them be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
And all our stuff is fine. Like I said, the only email I've gotten so far about any breach of my stuff is from the PlayStation. And that's a totally different email account. So when I saw that, I knew it was different. I've not got anything on my main account, so my EQ stuff is fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a security breach that had that originally began last week sometime, right?
Mm-hmm. A week or so ago. That's when the PlayStation had problems.
And it's continued on now. And, you know, I'm glad they took us down. I would rather them fix the problem, even if it means a little inconvenience. Fix the problem, make sure it doesn't happen again, and then bring us back.
They will.
Because, you know, I would really hate to be playing EQ like last night, and then all of a sudden we start getting all this, like, well, Sony didn't take long enough to secure our... To make the server secure and stuff, and everyone's credit card information is now fucked. You know, so by all means, take the time, get it done, and, you know, find whoever did it, lop off their hands, throw them in a blender, and then kick their teeth in and make a troll crap on them. Okay. Can you tell I'm in a mood tonight?
I saw one of Smedley's tweets today.
Oh, yeah? What do you have to say?
Nothing good. Says, well, now we just need the locust to show up. Something like that.
Great.
I can always go to tweet to get the exact wording, but I was like, oh. I just hope everybody that down at the SOE headquarters in San Diego are doing okay through this.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We have plenty of time to make all sorts of stuff for us when we come back.
Yes, by all means. Domino and you guys... Oh, actually, I'm not sure what Domino's job really entails anymore, really. But, you know, you developer types, hey, I say beards on female dwarves.
There we go.
Beards on female dwarves.
I bet you the petition queue is, like, way down.
Oh, I'm sure it is. You know, we've tried to address these petitions, but there's nobody online.
I know. Let's come up with the top 10 reasons why this is a good thing.
Number 10
would be that the queue line is down.
The queue line is down. I would say number 9, you can mow the lawn. Get outside and do something, for Christ's sake.
So SOE employees can go out and garden outside.
Let's see, what else?
Number 8.
Spend time with your children. That's kind of low on the list.
I was thinking more of the top 10 things that are good for Sony.
Oh, good for Sony. I thought good for us.
Oh, we'll do another top 10 for the rest of us. But
okay,
the first top 10.
Good for Sony, okay.
Good thing is that the petition queue is down. So that's number 10. What would be number 9?
Number 9. Let's see. They have time to develop new stuff.
That's a good one. Then number 8.
Like putting beards on female dwarves. Right, Brass?
There we go. How about number 8? The electricity bill for this month should be less because the servers are off.
Ah, but on the downside, the phone bill, I'm sure, is really climbing up there. Okay, good thing. Not necessarily for Sony. Not necessarily for Sony, but... I would say a good thing coming out of this is Bayer aspirin and Excedrin sales are going through the roof around San Diego right now. And I think, and I'm not sure, but I think gun sales have gone up at least once or twice.
Oh, God. We're still working on number 7 for Sony.
Number 7 for Sony, I don't know. We're freaking...
I know. They can finally get those origami projects done.
There you go. Origami project. Oh, and the next one, cleaning out the hamster cages.
Number 6, the cleaning of the hamster cages. Spotless this time. Number 5.
Number 5, filling hamster bottles with vodka.
Ooh. Number 4, this would be a great time to switch desks. They always switch desks different times.
Hey, there you go.
Spring cleaning.
I thought we just did 4.
That was 5. Okay. 4.
Number 4, spend time redesigning the website.
There you go.
That's what I did.
Number three.
Hey, Kithagore.org got a complete overhaul last night. It may not look like it. It may look just the same as it was before, but I'm on a completely different system now, and I redesigned it to look kind of like what it did before. It functions a lot better now.
So, number three, speaking of fanfare, this gives them a lot more free time to plan better things for fanfare this year.
Yes.
Number three.
Okay. Number two?
Less meetings. Less meetings. I bet you they have less meetings right now.
And number one, I would have to say the forum moderators can take a day off.
Yay.
Because there are no forums right now.
Okay. Now you can do the top 10 things that are good for us because EQ's down right now.
Okay, the top things that are good for us because EQ2 is down.
Number 10.
Number 10. Get your high score in Pac-Man up.
Okay, number 9.
You think I was going to say Rift or World of Warcraft?
No, 9.
Number 9. You can get the lawn mode.
Okay, number 8.
Number 8, you can...
clean the dust bunnies out of your computer.
There you go.
Number 7.
Number 7. You can shave your cat a mohawk.
Number 6. How about what Spider says? Spend more time with your partner.
There you go.
Number 5.
Number 5. You can invest more time in disciplining your children. Where's the belt?
Number 4.
Number 4. You can spend more time... you can actually cook a decent meal instead of having nothing but Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets! Number 3.
Number 3.
You gotta come up with them. I'm keeping track.
Spider's got a good one there. Plan the utter... The brutal murder of certain hackers.
There you go. Number 2.
Number 2.
I'm gonna make love to you, woman.
I wonder how many babies are going to be born 9 months from now.
Holy crap. It's going to be a new baby boom.
Everybody shows up at fanfare with one extra.
What were you doing when the server went
just
dinged
two. Okay. And number one.
The number one thing that you can do now that the servers are down for Sony All Entertainment. Log on to World of Warcraft and call them all fags. No, sorry.
No. Number one. Come on, you gotta think of a better one. He's on the spot. Guys, help him out.
You can watch Pawn Stars.
No, they all say you can listen to the Jethro Silverwing
Show. Listen to the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio. Alright, let's see here.
And that was,
for God's sakes, take a shower!
Anila? A-L-E-N-N-A off of the Guck server. She suggested that one in channel. Do you see that?
Yes. Alright, so let's see here.
So I actually found another Facebook game.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Gardens of Time. You know that I liked Big Fish games because they had a lot of...
find the hidden things.
Find the hidden objects. But the reason I liked it is because, of course, it was find the hidden object and you had to do these little puzzle type things and use the objects you found. But there was always a story to go through. Okay? Gardens of Time has a story to follow. You have quests to do, a little garden to make, you know? It's kind of interesting. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So... there. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
That's my plug for a new game this week.
Yay!
So, yeah. See, other people have been playing Gardens of Time. I just found it. But it reminds me so much of Big Fish games. Of one of the Big Fish games.
Alright.
Yeah, and it's relaxing. I don't know. I like finding objects and stuff, so. I got a few high scores in there. Yay! But I know we're not playing EverQuest right now, but I have a very big dilemma.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, we were talking about dark elves being evil or not and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the same quest. There's a quest that starts over in it's in the Great Divide. It's at the Daggerflow camp. This is a camp that's right next to the Tismax. And the Rygar Fort, and it's over that area. And you meet this dark elf, and his name is Zalyn.
Okay.
How would you say that?
Spell that again.
Zalyn.
Zalyn?
Yeah, this is his name. You find him hanging around out there. By the way, the dwarves tell you to head out there anyway.
Yeah.
So you head out there and you find this guy and you start talking to him. You start doing his quests. And when you first arrive, you're indifferent to the Tismox. And you can run around and do stuff. And, you know, you find yourself doing worse and worse things to him. Like breaking their drum and killing them and stuff. And pretty soon they don't like you.
Well, I wouldn't like you either if you came in here and broke my crap.
Then you find out that this guy is really not what he makes himself out to be. He's just a normal, bad, dark elf. So, at this point, the quest diverges. You can either continue on the dark path and side with this guy and go in for money and stuff. And I think there's like... hang on a second. The quest broke out. There's... one, two, three. There's five more quests to do, and I think at the end of it you get to kill him. Mm-hmm. And you do get a fairly decent item for a mage or a caster. The other way, I know you have at least four, maybe five. And it's redemption. You through these quests you can fix the faction that you broke and, you know, fix it all up with the Tismax. So which path do I go down? The dark one? Or do I go down the one that I don't really get to kill this guy later on down the road?
Well, you know, I can honestly say that I know Elgin Jenna better than anyone, and I know what truly lies in her heart, and I can only say that I think the only path for you, really, screw the Tismax. Kill him! You're an evil, heartless bastard! No.
I'm really torn, because I've heard that you can go back and still fix it with the Tismax. I don't know. See, now Trista says she's done both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that.
Go down the good path. But can you go down the bad path and then turn around and do the good path to
probably
fix things?
Probably not.
I've been told you can.
Really?
You can still do it. I don't know how.
Well,
everything I've read doesn't say it.
Well, it's probably like a lot of NPC factions. I mean, you could probably gain it back. So.
I don't know if you could pick up that quest, the good quest line later on or not. So, I haven't decided yet. I've done all my other quests in the Great Divide, except for getting my Lodi shield from the Tower of Frozen Shadow, or getting the Dane Ring, which is you'd have to go in with two groups in the Tower of Frozen Shadow to some floor, I forgot. So that's about it. And then, of course, the daily romps missions too, like the pool and the other one in there.
Have you been in Frozen Shadow since they fixed it? They were supposed to tone down some of the NPCs, so it's actually doable.
No.
No, you haven't been back in there yet?
No.
Okay. You know, I saw in the patch notes quite a while ago that, yes, they finally fixed it. So you can actually advance rather than, you know.
Well, the group I was in, we got through the first floor fine and killed the name mob. I don't know what the deal was. The tank was able to hold the aggro. Mm-hmm. He wasn't bouncing. That was after a one fix, if I remember right. There's been other fixes, so... but I haven't been back since.
Yeah,
then.
Spiders, Regency, and Zandy is saying that, yes, it is a lot easier now. So, who knows, I might gather up a group and give it another shot. I mean, I'm just trying to kill the guy on the first level at this point.
Well, we'll have to get another group and try the first floor again.
Zalgadi.
Sounds like an Italian like an Italian businessman. You know what I mean? What? What? You're looking to get into the private office? You gotta go speak to Zalgari. Boom! Hoboken style, baby. Cake boss. Oh my god. You know, I've come to the decision that it's not Cake Boss anymore. I should change the name of his show to Rice Krispie Boss.
He does do a lot of stuff with Rice Krispies.
Most of the cakes I've seen him do lately are 90% Rice Krispie. What the hell part of this is cake? Anyway.
I haven't seen you messing around with Rice Krispies yet, so we're okay. Okay.
No.
Did get you messing around with fondant.
Well, no. we tried the marshmallow fondant, but I don't think we're going to go with the rolled fondant, because basically it's just a coating that's really doesn't taste that great.
So, I didn't think it tasted bad with the marshmallow.
No, the marshmallow one was okay, but I understand that the regular rolled fondant.
Well, I wouldn't use it. I would use the marshmallow one if you're going to use fondant.
To be perfectly honest, so. Not worth the effort.
But yeah, it seems like a lot of people feel I should go down the dark path as far as the Tizmax go.
Go down the dark path. Yes.
Kill the Tizmax. They never did anything wrong.
Wipe them out.
I can't remember any Q1. Did they dislike us?
Yes. If I remember correctly, the Tizmax were KOS automatically.
Yeah. Yeah. So, meh.
So, there we go.
Spider says it's because you've been labeled Evil Ranger. Well.
Evil.
What's that one group in Freeport, the Rangers?
Oh, the Red Hoods.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being a Red Hood.
But you can't be a Red Hood.
I know. That's something that, in this downtime, EverQuest could actually work on.
Absolutely. Okay, we have a group in there called the Red Hoods, and they're supposed to be Freeport-aligned Rangers. Let's get an actual alignment in there.
Build up your red hood alignment.
I mean, my green hood alignment is maxed out.
Yeah.
Why not the Red Hoods?
Hopefully, they'll work them in.
All right. A little while ago there, someone asked if I had any inside information with my contacts with Sony, or am I pretty much in the dark, well, as much of in the dark as everyone else, and no, I'm sorry, I don't know anything other than has been released publicly by Sony. Of course,
we can always start a betting board.
You know, yeah.
when people can put up their guesses as when the service will be back up.
20 plat on Wednesday night around 10:35.
There, betting pool, that's what it's called.
No way, Friday at midnight, that's what I say.
I would like to think that they'll be back up before the weekend, but some people said a couple weeks.
Oh, a couple of weeks, holy shit.
Don't know. Hopefully not.
I would hope not. Oh, there's an EQ-wire.
EQ-wire's got a poll up already.
Wow.
Well, somebody beat me to my wonderful idea.
Oh, well. We'll get them next time, baby.
So, I guess you can go to EQ2-wire and place your bet.
Place your bets.
And when we come back, has Fippy Darkpaw actually taken over? That's what I want to know.
Over what?
Everything. And when did the chat in the chat room actually turn to WWE?
I don't know.
We have said since the day Mason Ryan arrived that he looks
like Batista.
He could have been Batista's kid or something.
Does Batista have a kid?
I have no idea.
Or a brother? Younger brother, maybe?
Alright, now I'm going to have to look shit up.
But yeah, he does look very much like Batista. Very much. And his actions are very much like Batista, too. So there you have it. Then it gets funny. We went straight to WWE.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Let me see here.
Yeah, what are all the server hamsters doing right now?
Spinning in a wheel?
No, they're not moving. Servers are down. But yeah, that would give them plenty of time for mating. All these baby hamsters show up in 6 months. How long does hamsters gestate?
I don't know.
The hamsters are
pretty... I don't know.
Faster servers.
I just did a quick Google on Mason Ryan and Batista. And there seems to be quite a lot of people that think that he is.
Aha! See, told you we're not the only one. So what are you going to do on that Tizmac quest? You're at the same spot. Which way are you going to go?
I don't know.
Are you going to be the chivalrous, Jethel and go, oh no, I've got to make amends and go fix it with the Tizmac? Or are you going to go screw the Tizmac and side with that Dark Elf?
I might feed the Dark Elf to the Tizmacs.
The only thing you get to do at the end, you get to kill the guy. You go down the bad path.
You must be destroyed. Wipe them out.
I do think it's fascinating that if you go the good way, you really don't get a reward item. You just get better faction with the Tizmax. But if you go down the dark path, you get a reward.
Oh, well, there we go then. Sorry, Tizmax. Yes,
I looked ahead.
Fork up a little loot. Sorry, Tizmax. Fork up a little loot or you're dead. That's just the way the gaming world works, I guess.
Has anybody else been at this crossroad besides Trista?
Trista says that we got to kill him if you go down the good way.
Yes. I don't think you get to. I didn't see that. Now they're back to WWE.
Okay, the Hermit, talking about R-Truth, if that little tirade of his wasn't scripted,
it was scripted. He
wouldn't have shown up the next week. It's pretty much, you know, like everyone complains about the Michael Cole stuff right now. You know, if it wasn't scripted, he would have been fired immediately. Because that's just the way they work things. I mean, sometimes the storylines don't make sense. Sometimes the storylines are downright offensive. I mean, look at the guy. Look at the guy that they... Ranjan Singh. The guy that's the Great Khali's interpreter. Yeah. He was actually the manager of another guy that they claim was from Pakistan or something like that. And I told you about this a couple days ago. They did this whole thing. It was him in a grudge or a storyline with The Undertaker, and they had one instance where they had all these guys with ski masks and black clothing and stuff like go in and gank The Undertaker. So it looked like it was a terrorist kidnapping. We never saw that freaking guy again because it went over so badly and it was so offensive. That, you know what, if we even show this guy on the air, we're going to... You know, they were getting death threats, from what I understand.
Well, it was not... Not good timing.
Yeah.
Not good timing at all.
Yeah. I mean, turning Sergeant Slaughter into an anti-American during the Gulf War was one thing. But bringing someone in with a terrorist plot after 9/11...
Not good.
Okay. I'm going to play some music, I think.
Okay.
Then we'll continue on with our conversations of incredibly important things.
Okay.
Of course we have incredibly important things to talk about. I think. Alrighty. That song, if you have any requests for any songs, by all means, I'm paying attention to the chat channel here in IRC at OnlineGamingRadio.com. Let me know if you want to hear anything. We're going to be back in about 10, 15 minutes. This is a gelatinous cube.
Yeah, this is Cheez-It being chased around the house by a mad turkey!
You're listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
Okay, we have returned. And to answer Chromie's question about EverQuest 1 Freeport, yes, that got revamped several years ago, and they did join all the zones together, so East, West, North, Freeport are all one big zone. It's what they're planning on doing in EverQuest 2. Yeah, the suburbs are going to be separate zones, like Long Shadow and... you know what I mean. The suburbs are all going to be separate zones, but the city proper is going to be one big zone. Although, the areas will be separated by levels. So, I'm guessing you can, or you will be able to actually raid Freeport.
I wonder if there'll be any really good loot.
maybe, just maybe, they'll allow you to get into an instance in the floating citadel. If there is going to be a floating citadel, we don't know yet.
Right now, it's sort of on the ground and tilted.
Yeah, it's no longer kind of floating. So, that's what you get for having a floating citadel. You ever think the designers thought, you know, not the Sony designers, but the Freeport designers, ever thought, I wonder what would happen if they actually disrupt the magic holding this thing up? Nah, that'll never happen.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hundreds of years later, holy crap! We are glad to say, actually, we've gotten official reports from the Freeport Militia, and the death toll for the Twilight Citadel crashing was only 70 ogres. 70 ogres and 32 trolls. So it wasn't a huge loss.
Speaking of trolls and ogres, I can't help but think about that thing you found on the net the other night.
What's that?
Perfume for the classes?
Oh my god.
Ah!
Let me see if I can find that again. That was somebody linked that to me on Facebook, I think. Let's see. RPG perfume. Oh, let's see.
Yes, you too can smell like a wood elf ranger.
Damn skippy.
Let me see, I think this is it.
Chet did it.
No, that definitely.
Petarella says she did it. It's fragrance. Well, while you find it, I'll talk about it.
So I start to go to bed. He goes, "Hun, you got to check this out." And he proceeds to tell me about this place that you can get perfume or fragrances that will smell like your class or your race. And I'm going, "Oh no!"
Okay, I found it. From a place called Black. Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab. BlackPhoenixAlchemyLab.com. And apparently they're selling different fragrances depending on your race, your class, or your alignment. Not combinations of all of that, but you know they have thing for cleric, rose amber, frankincense, myrrh, champagne flower, Peru balsam. And stuff like that. And
tell them what a ranger smells like.
Ranger, buckskin accord with terebinth pine, Russian birch, black ironwood, elder bark, armoise. I don't know what armoise is. Juniper, galangal root, Spanish moss, and something called cabrivua. I don't know. What that
sounds
is.
Like you might smell like a smelly forest, a sweaty forest. Yeah. But, you know, I was going, oh, come on, they can't have, like, you know, who wants to smell like a troll or an ogre? And you said...
They had orc, I think.
And he wants to smell like an orc. Not oh me. My god.
See here, for the orc, it's field gray corget musk and roughly cured leather.
Again, sweaty leather. Oh, yes.
Sweaty leather. Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. You know what turns me on, baby.
Halfling smells like porridge, kookery nuts, and pastry.
Now, that might be good.
That sounds interesting.
We should get some of that and send it to Denmom. No, she might be allergic to that. Never mind.
Okay, dwarven. The dwarven fragrance is iron filings, chips of stone. I don't know how the hell they make.
There's stone like that. There's stone that it does give off a scent. It smells like chips.
Golden hops and soot covered leather.
We know it gets brass for Christmas now. Ode cologne of dwarf.
it's only $15. We might do that.
Would she even wear? Yeah. What is there anything for dark elves?
I don't think.
Oh, she said she'd wear it.
There we go. All right then. Dark elves. Dark elves.
I'm marking that off the Christmas list.
No. I'm sorry. There's just dwarf, elf, half elf, halfling, orc, and that's it. And then there's cleric, fighter, mage, paladin, ranger, and rogue.
What does a paladin smell like?
Let's see. White musk, sweet frankincense, bourbon vanilla, white leather, and it says shining armor. I don't know what the heck shining armor is, but...
Okay, does shiny armor have a smell?
I have no idea. Probably smells like paladin sweat. You know, I can see it now. You take the cap off the bottle... Smells like sweaty balls and armor. What the hell?
That would be a guardian.
Let's see. So, and they also have it for alignments.
Okay.
So if you're neutral, it's a flawless musk. That's what they're saying. So that's neutral. Lawful is rigid oak, chamomile, rhubarb, and fig leaf. Chaotic. It says here it's a whirling... melange of multicolored musks and wasabi.
Wasabi!
Wasabi! Good is shimmering shimmering celestial musk with vanilla, white honey, and sugar cane.
Okay.
Sugar and spice and everything nice, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. And sugar and spice, that's what it is.
Evil,
yes.
Smoldering opium tar.
Ooh, that's real strong.
Tobacco absolute, green tea, black plum, ambrit seed, I don't know what that is.
They're saying it smells like crime.
Basically, and costus root.
Oh my God.
So that's that, yeah. And okay.
They should get those guys to show up at Fanfare and sell their fragrances.
That's not a bad idea. I think that would sell.
Brass, make notes.
And that's the link right there. So Brass can bring up that link and send that to event coordinators or whatever.
If their email works.
Yeah.
Don't know, their email may be down too right now. Mm-hmm. So, Chad, since you linked this to us, we'll put you in charge of getting it to the right people when things are back to normal. Mm. Poor Flippy.
Fippy,
poor Fippy.
What about him?
He's got nothing to do. He's not charging the gate.
My God.
He's just, I don't know, maybe he's out playing cards.
Wow.
Can you imagine what Fippy's doing? Just standing there going, there's no gate for me to charge.
He's floating in midair.
Where the hell did the server go? Wait, that's it. Fippy made it past the guards. It crashed everything! Oh, the human! Oh, the null entity!
They're saying null scent.
Oh, Brass!
Like sausages and bones.
There you go. Null, you shouldn't have told people that your emails work. Now you guys are going to get flooded with...
How come we haven't played in 2 days? I need my fix!
Damn, they did ruin our lands. I like that.
You know, the last time EverQuest 2 went down, it was for, what, 3 days? And that was back right after the launch. Yeah. Remember that?
Yep.
And they handed out books. It was this book. It's a stack of books you used to get in the Temple of Life. It was
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Those are the books you sent back to me. Those mark or
commemorate.
Thank you. The day the server went dark for 3 days.
Night, you took the servers down.
Of course, this is more than just EverQuest 2.
That's right, because apparently Anonymous is raiding Sony.
Well, that's what they say, but I've read stuff that they're not.
It's not.
I mean, still think it's tied to the guy that they started to prosecute for hacking accounts on the Sony PlayStation Network. And he was ordered never to touch Sony's stuff again, but he had the knowledge. So I'm sure he gave it to somebody else, and somebody else is doing it.
He's behind 17 firewalls.
That's my guess.
Oh, boy.
These people have anything better to do?
Apparently not. Hell, KitTheCore.org has been hacked a couple of times.
And we came right back.
Been hacked a couple of times. Like, ooh, you're a big bad hacker. You can take out KitTheCore.org. We're running WordPress. Anyway.
We'll get things settled.
Oh, there we go. The Hermit says they're not linked. Of course they're not linked. No, they did. Someone posted a video that claimed that Anonymous was doing it, but it only had like 15,000 hits. Sorry, if that was Anonymous, it would have been over 2 million already.
IT Portal? Sony admits Anonymous not linked to PlayStation Network attack.
There we go.
Yep, rumor. So Anonymous did not do it. This is just a show of force from some hacker. They just gotta, get him. But this is costing Sony.
It is.
What?
And, you know,
billions?
I have heard some people go, oh, that's it, they better give us a free month, and then, yeah, you know what? I don't think a free month. I honestly do think maybe some sort of compensation, maybe an in-game item or something like that, given away for free or whatever. Actually, if I remember correctly...
put out another book.
In EQ1, when things went to hell... with the Shadows of Luckland expansion.
Oh, God. That was a bad one.
They, gave us, 2 free weeks or something like that. They extended they extended our billing dates by 2 weeks or something like that. Because they were down, up and down, pretty unstable for about 2 weeks. So, I don't know.
That was a nightmare.
It was.
Well, that was when they were changing the avatars, too, from the other ones that were real stiff and flat and...
Yeah.
You count the polygons just by...
Now, Trista's saying station cache, virtual cache, doesn't cost anything. Technically, that's true, and that might be the way to go. Give everyone 1,000 station cache reveals.
Brass says, if you keep up with the Facebook updates, which is not a bad idea for you to join the Facebook, at least Sony on Facebook,
Twitter
posted that they're planned to make up things to the folks.
Excellent.
Because they're players, too, and they're having their withdrawals also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. I survived the SOE outage, and I got this lousy t-shirt.
No, T-tunic. I like that. But, no, that's... You know, they are trying to keep a somewhat of a role-playing game, and I don't think they're going to put something so blatantly OOC.
Just leave it tunic. I got this lousy tunic. That's cute.
That's it. Have someone create something just called the Lousy Tunic. That's it. I love it. The Lousy Tunic. That way people can go, hey, where'd you get that thing? I survived the SOE outage, and all I got was this lousy tunic. Actually, you know what? That would be great. Okay, Brass, here's what you suggest to people. We get an item, make it look, pretty good. Make it look like a pretty good looking tunic. Call it the Lousy Tunic. And then, when you right click on it and quote unquote use it, have the person say, I survived the SOE outage in 2011 and all I got was this lousy tunic.
That would be cute.
There you go.
It's funny.
I like it. And the, you notice they did not use my my advice for April Fool's Day last month.
What was that?
I wanted them to do, you know, slash house.
Oh, well, yeah.
Have a little gnome rock. You're an idiot. And run away.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
They may work it in eventually.
I think that would have been nice. But you know what? I'm still hopeful for Knights of the Dead, because we did submit a quest line.
Yeah, that was... I can't even remember it now.
Oh, we based it on some of the stuff we learned in The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. Double
tap. And, you know, double tapping, crap like that, and smearing yourself in zombie guts to try to get past the zombies.
Yeah, that was pretty gross. But...
And we'll see. We'll see if they use it. I mean, I'm sure Sony gets a lot of requests. Hey, this is my good idea. Matter of fact, I have one in my brain the last couple of days that I plan on submitting to Sony.
What? Let's hear it.
Well, I think it would be kind of neat. They already have a miniaturized, well, a more simplified version of this in, what's that first zone in Kunark?
Kylong Plains?
Yes, Kylong Plains, where they have a merchant that...
Isn't it amazing I remembered a zone and said it right this time, guys?
Wow, you even said it right. Wow.
Yes!
But, you know, they have a merchant that goes around the zone. He's a merchant, he has a little pack rhino that follows him, and he just wanders around the zone, and you can use him. But my idea is an Easter egg. Have an NPC that starts in Freeport, makes his way through Nectulus up to Neriac, stops for a little bit, whatever. Zone. Crossing zones.
Oh, that's a little harder, I think.
Anyway. Hey, they did it with Holly Windstalker in EverQuest 1. I think they can do it in EQ2. Holly Windstalker would cross the zone line. But, and then go all the way. I mean, don't get actually on the boat, because that would require a lot of timing. But, you know, once he reached the Nectulus docks, make him cross over to Thundering Steps.
Oh, Thundering Steps.
Thundering Steps or Butcher Block and then the Thundering Steps, whichever. And just have him hit every step along the way. Have him be a merchant or something like that. But have something hidden about him. Like, if you follow him for long enough, he says a key phrase or something. And if you hail him at that point, he sends you on a quest. But
A traveling quest.
But he doesn't say it at the same point. You know, it's completely random. You actually have to follow him. So he may say it in the common land sometime, or he may say it out in Thundering Steps. Not every time, not in every zone. Have it like, you know, say the trip actually takes him an hour. Like, or 2 hours, believably.
I don't mean to burst your bubble, but I'm going to ask you a very simple question.
What?
Is this something that you would actually go and do?
Yes.
Would you follow this guy all through these different zones to get all the different quests that he has to offer?
No, I'm not saying every quest he has to offer. I'm saying he has an in-game item or something, or don't even announce that he's in the game. Just, you know, sometime in the future. This is why I didn't want to mention it on the show. Have it be a complete surprise. Like, hey, didn't I see that NPC walking down the trail in Greater Faedar? What's he doing out here in the common lands? You know? Follow him. See what he's doing. Maybe he stops to smell the roses.
I think it'd be probably easier for them to switch him out every day he comes into a different zone.
No. Have him continuously walk. You know, make it interesting. Make it funny or something. I can write up something.
I know, but that's an awful lot of coding. I don't know if they could do that. Feasibly have the time to do that, because he'd be crossing zone lines, and I don't know. I could see them spawning him in a zone for an hour and then spawning him in another zone for an hour.
Mm-hmm. I don't
Possibly.
I still say jumping zone lines would be an interesting twist to this character.
Seeing him in different zones would be an interesting twist. I understand that. I'm just looking at it from the game design point.
I'm telling you, they did it with Holly Windstalker and EQ1.
I know, but this is EQ2, different engines.
So what? This is a more advanced engine. They should be able to do it.
Oh, God. If they were able to do it, they would be doing it already. Boy, that made him stop.
I think that's, I think it's an interesting idea. Something along those
lines. I like it. I do. I like it. Well, different. Just some guy that showed, not even bring it up, just have him start showing up and see what happens.
Right, don't even announce it.
Yeah, I think that would be neat, too, to see the gypsies actually traveling out of the cities.
Well, that would be fun, too.
But again, that's a lot of coding. For them to go from all planned out and then to a traveling thing, you know?
Okay, here we go. Do this. City Fair lasts a week. The week before the event, you start seeing them setting up camp. Half done tents and stuff like that. And then the week comes, they do their thing. The week after, the tents are starting to come down. The week after that, they start traveling.
It would add more dynamic to the game.
It certainly would. And that's one of the things I've been saying on the show for quite a while. I would love it if these NPCs had a life. And I hate to keep bringing up, the NPCs in World of Warcraft, but like once a day, you see the kids getting home from school and they're following their teacher. You know, they gave the NPCs a life.
Oh yeah.
And I would like to see that. And another thing I would really like to see in EQ2, and I don't think it's very hard because some of the models already are in play, is if you have a child NPC, just don't make it a shrunk down adult model.
Like Nathan Ironforge.
Nathan Ironforge is a standard adult human NPC that's 50% size. I don't think there's a reason for that. I mean, the island of Mara has kid NPCs.
Well, that's Mara. You know, and if you...
What, and the people in Freeport and Kinos don't breed?
Older zone. That means going back and redoing content.
Possibly, but I don't think it would be... I'm not a programmer myself, but I don't think it would be difficult to go into, say, the... Hey, they're redoing the cities right now.
Well, that
It'd
may
be perfect
part,
time to do it.
That may be part of their plan already.
It may be. We're going to find out.
Because if you notice, like in Velios, okay, if you notice all the otters, they've got stuff that they're doing over there.
Yep, the otters in Velios have a life.
I don't know about Thurgadin. There goes my tongue. I lost it for the night.
Thurgadin,
I need another glass of wine.
No, all the NPCs are pretty much
stationary.
They're pretty much stationary.
I mean, they react to you as you're going by. I notice that I get a lot of, when I'm flying through, I fly through there.
Yeah, they talk to you as you're going by.
You know, some of them want you to leave, some of them want you to stay, and that's part of the storyline. Yeah, that's the part of the storyline going on,
right.
You know.
But again, there are no kids.
Well, yeah, maybe there isn't such thing as maybe they hide the little dwarves.
Let's see, Clorny is saying that the Mara kids are also in the Phaedark and in Nariak. I don't want to know what those kids are doing in Nariak. Are they walking funny? It could be bad. it could be bad if there are kids in Nariak. That's all I'm saying. They're snack packs for the Nariak vampires.
But would you really want to see Nathan changed after all these years?
Give him a black eye. Give Nathan Ironforge a black eye and a boot up his ass.
Oh, come on. Didn't you notice that he had a tongue stuck to a pole in Frostfell?
That is nice. But Nathan Ironforge, I think, he's walking towards you. He's walking kind of funny. And then have you ever seen a gnome before? He turns around, there's a boot up his ass. Come on!
Where's that interview I did with Nathan?
I have that.
Why don't you play it?
I can do that. Hold on a second.
He's got to find it now.
Let's see here. Interviews. Nathan. Okay, we're going to go ahead and play this interview with Nathan Ironforge. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Bringing you the stories that no one cares about. Our crack team of investigators breaks through to find the truth. From Kinos to Freeport, from Nyriac to Kelvin, this is NORAD Tonight Investigates. And now, El Quintina Silverwing.
Hail and greetings, El Quintina Silverwing here. Jethel has sent me off to interview yet another person from our great world of Norath. Now, let's see. I have a note here from him. Nathan Ironforge. Oh, Tunair. Not that little sweet kid. Well, folks, it looks like I need to get over to the harbor. Let me grab the ship bell from Antonica to the harbor. The harbor. Oh, those fish sellers must have a day-old catch, huh? Okay. Down to business. Let me track that little booger down. Little guy. Okay. I know he likes to visit Kismet the Carrion Banker and Praxim the Vendor. But I don't see him in either spot. Poor kid left wandering the plaza all day and night, and his home is two zones away. When you stop to think about it, this really is sad. Poor little guy.
Oh, back here, kitty!
Whoa, he just ran past me. Hey, Nathan, hold up. I've got some Jum Jum candy. Now, Nathan Ironforge, can you please leave Crazy Charlene alone for a second? I would like to talk to you. Ah, that's a good lad. Good kid.
What did I say? Hello.
Ah, Nathan, your voice. You going through puberty or something? You don't sound right.
I want to join the Keto Squad when I grow up.
Nathan, you know, I hate to tell you this, but you look like a grown-up now. You just look really short for a human. But a little kid, I don't know, Nathan. So, Nathan, what do you...
Have you been inside the castle?
Yes,
I wanna go,
Nathan,
there someday.
Yeah, that could be arranged. I know a lot of folks that would love to punt your butt somewhere. Maybe I could talk them into punting you up over the walls, huh?
I want to join the Keto Squad when I grow up.
Yes, well, you've already told me that.
Have you seen a gnoll before?
Yes, and many of them. And I have a surprise for you. Just let me get my eye and bone out. There. What do you think, Nathan? A real gnoll.
Hey, look over there! It's a gnoll!
Get in the city!
I just wanted to show Nathan what one looked like.
Sure,
he always wants to know what we look like.
You said
he always wants to know what one looks like. I need to run now. This is El Quintina Silverwing signing off till next time.
Nathan Ironforge. A cute little kid neglected and left to play on the docks by himself? Or a sadistic little midget? Hail them someday and make the judgment for yourself.
Nathan Ironforge. What a dick. Anyway.
Some of those things you sent me out on.
I know. Oh, boy. Well.
Well.
Okay, what's left to talk about here? Nathan Ironforge. Boy. Anyway.
So what are you going to do when EverQuest comes back up? What's one of the first things you're going to do?
Well, I have 6 houses to decorate.
You know, I was thinking what I was going to do with them. Now, because I got my magical house, and I got my skiff. You know, I don't know why, but I was in the impression that, well, maybe they'll have it down the line that you can have portals to normal houses.
No. Well, not right now. Yeah, there's a good answer for you. What are you going to do when the servers finally come up? Change your password!
That's one.
And always, and like they're saying in their Facebook and Twitter posts, keep an eye on your bank statement for anything weird. So, yeah.
And don't open any spam mail.
I never do it. All right.
But speaking of all the houses, I figured, you know, I've never made any of the tinkered stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking of maybe using the skiff, since it's sort of a
it's kind of a clockwork type of thing.
Yeah, putting some of the tinkered items up there.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm thinking about using my magical Freeport house as Night of the Dead decorations.
Yeah.
The Hallis house is supposed to be for Frostfell.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that's why I was hoping that there was another, you know, I could get the portal from one to the other. No, so I've got to drag stuff from one alt's house to the house in Hallis.
Yeah, it does make moving from one house to another kind of difficult if you don't have the prestige.
It's not going to a prestige house. No, it's not. So that's going to be fun and time consuming.
Yeah, well, I spent the time, and I betrayed to Freeport in one night. Went ahead and purchased houses at the Jade Tiger. So now Jethel does have a house at the Jade Tiger and not an alt. So I got a house at a room at the Jade Tiger. I got a one of the just basic rooms in Nariak, and one of the basic rooms in Gorwin. And then I betrayed back. And, you know, now you can just right-click on your door in your prestige house and get the portal. Get the node, whatever they're calling it, portal, token, whatever it is. And, you know, I put one in each one of the houses, and now I've betrayed back, so I've got a little place in Kelothin, Kinos. I actually have 2 in Kinos now. But Kelothin, Kinos, and New Hollis, and I got portals in each one of them. And go to your prestige house, and you can access all of your houses right from your prestige. And of course, if you have if your guild has one of those swirling portals to your to character houses, you can actually access any house that you have friend access or above. So I found it interesting how many houses I actually have access to, and to be honest, most of these houses, I don't know who these people are. I'm looking at this list, and I'm like, okay, I know this person. Who the hell is that? And I've checked my friend list, because, you know, I don't clean out my friend list. Anyone that I've made a friend, you know, I put them on there. I'm like, no, they're not on there. And I checked EverQuest2.com.
When it was up.
And checked for alts. No, I don't know who this person is. Who the hell is this? And the only thing I can figure is maybe someone's changed their name.
Possibly.
No, that wouldn't work, because if you change your name, your access list gets reset. I don't know. I don't know who the hell these people are. I really don't.
Friends! I don't know.
That has just been so long since I've seen them. Because one of them is actually Zephissa, the gnome character of my former roommate who introduced me to EverQuest.
Who used to be Darkwind?
Yeah, who used to be Darkwind. And I found that I still had trustee access to her house. Like, oh, well, I paid her rent. You can pay the rent right from the window there. I paid her rent. It was, you know, just a little apartment. I zone in, and there's nothing set up. It's like, well. She, like, moved in and forgot about it, I guess.
Oh, I figured out a use for my summer house.
What's that?
Free summer house you get.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute, what free summer house?
The free summer Hallis house.
The free summer Hallis house?
Well, at least I did.
I didn't.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm going to turn it into the pet house.
All right.
I'm going to load it up with pets. All the pets that I have stuck in the bank that I don't, I like, but I don't want to have out all the time, I'm going to put in there.
Going to be the news and review.
Basically, yes.
Who remembers the new Zoo Review? Come on, folks. 70s children's noted.
Ravencry corrected me. It's the Everfrost Summer House. I had the last two words right. But yeah, I figure I'll take all the pets that I have crammed in the bank, taking up room, and I'll turn them loose in that house.
Oh, that's right. It was the collector's edition of Velios.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not get the collector's edition.
I did. And then I have a free house from Legends of Norrath for a Gorowin house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I figure I'll turn that in, and I'm not sure what I'll do with it, but...
Make it into a swamp.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
One of the things I actually thought of, I really don't use the skiff because I don't personally like it, but one of the things I actually thought of was using a lot of ground tiles, you know, the sand or whatever. The sand tiles, and then using water above it and make it look like an actual ship.
Mm-hmm.
So you put water around it.
Mm-hmm. But it's an airship, though.
Yeah, well, that's why you put water around it. So it doesn't look like an airship.
So what did you think of some of the prestige houses? Did you go check? We checked. I saw you. We met
I checked them all out.
In the module. And it looks
it's just like
there
the
is a well there is a lamp that you got, and I forgot when and how or whatever, but it takes you to your own little zone with genies and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Monkeys and elephants and floating balloons and stuff. It's that zone times two.
It's freaking huge.
It's huge.
It's huge. Yeah, obviously, I actually have notes on those. The Nerian Theater.
That's one I didn't go check. The dojo? I didn't even look in there.
The dojo looks very nice, actually. It's very well done, but it's small. It's very small. The Nerian Theater, you can't hear anyone talking from the stage if you're more than three tiers up.
Yeah, and they'd have to be in the middle or the front of the stage.
Even but then, if you're at the front of the stage, you couldn't hear it from the top.
I was thinking about that. You know, how could they fix that? I don't think there's any way they could fix that because it's not the area. It's the person. They would have to extend the listening area.
Yeah,
the check distance. And I don't think that'd be good because that would be a permanent thing. I don't think they could switch it back if you left.
No idea.
So, but if you had that, you could probably do your entire play in OOC.
Yeah, or something.
The entire zone can hear it. No, sure, it's an OOC, but...
Yeah.
Suspend your, you know.
Yeah, the Madge Duel Personal Library was very Madge Duel.
Oh, it's great.
It looks good, you know, but I don't have a lot of books, so it's not for me. It's
and
good
if
for
I,
you.
Well, yeah, I looked at it and went, wow, this place is totally killer. The downstairs has, bookshelves on the walls, and then there's some freestanding in the middle of the floor. There's plenty of shelf space, and there's plenty of room for more bookcases on top of that. But, you know, I already built my library, and I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, you did. Your library rocks. It kicks ass.
And it took me a while to put together, too, and I just don't want to tear it down.
Oh,
honestly, I just don't want to tear it
down. I think you ought to tear it down and enlist Xanadai for help.
She'd kill me. She would flip and kill me.
All right, and the Everfrost Summer Home, Frosty Stone, is pretty large. The Free Blood Lair is now available.
I didn't even look in there.
It's the same one that they used for the Free Bloods. It's the exact same thing.
I thought you had to be a Free Blood to have
Not anymore.
Really?
Now you can buy it on the marketplace.
Ooh, I'll have to go look then.
Yep. It, you know, it kind of looks like, it's kind of like a scaled down version of the Mistmore Mansion.
I'll have to look.
Very scaled down. I would say it's probably around the same size as the Summer Home, the Everfrost Summer Home. But it's done in more of a Mistmore style.
I like that.
And like I said, the personal dojo looks very nice, very well done. If you have a monk, you'll love it, but it's very small.
And I think right now the maximum houses you can own...
10.
10.
10.
That's still a lot.
Yeah. I would say the personal dojo... You remember the inn, the starting inn?
Yes.
Take that room, cut it in half, and that's the dojo. It's very small.
Wow.
It's small. It's...
That's unusual.
But then again, if you're a monk, you're not supposed to have any worldly possessions anyway.
That was one thing they at least I don't think they have that penalty in EQ2 and EQ1. A monk could not carry hardly anything.
No, that was all done on weight. And weight doesn't matter in EQ2 anymore.
Right.
And the Magduel Vacation Home, of course, like you said, friggin' huge. It goes around in a circle. And there is a... almost a circle. It's kind of a C. And there is an exit door on each end.
Yeah.
But it's fucking huge. Probably the biggest home they have in game.
I think so. Possibly.
I mean, hell, it's a freaking city block. It's massive.
But it's one continuous room.
Yeah. Okay.
It's sort of twisted around and stuff.
You know, like I said, it's in a sea. Okay, so...
Yeah, I could see somebody taking the I can't. Why can't I say that tonight?
What's that? Magduel?
Magduel.
Magduel.
Magduel. Magduel.
Mm-hmm.
House into a restaurant or a bar.
Maybe. Something like that, I guess.
Curious to see how many people will pick up the Opera House.
If they can't fix that... The say range, you know?
Well, like I said, you could do it in OSOC. You'd have to.
Well, it's the only way that you do it. But...
Well, even... Well, what? We were even... They even do... Is it Shout or OOC in...
Shout and OOC would work.
When they... at the...
At the what?
It's a bar in Nariac, used to be, but...
Oh, the Maiden's Fancy?
Yes, thank you.
No, I don't
think
they
announced different acts.
When they announced to do a Shout.
Aha. Well,
the barker would be announcing, yes.
Well, the actors on the stage would be announcing, too. So they could probably get away with a Shout.
I suppose, if they wanted to do it that way.
I think it would work around.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I spent so much time, and my theater looks freaking fantastic. If I ever decide to open it, I'm not moving to the Darien Theater. I think mine looks great. Just the way it is. Although I may change some of the seating.
Yeah, you made yours so it's... people just talk normally.
Right. My seating is... You know, I put a spot on the stage, and I had someone go around. I'm like, can you hear me now? Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, can you hear me now? Nope. Okay. That's where the last seat goes. Or
you
the
were doing right Verizon player. Commercials in the game.
Can you hear me now? I have you now.
No.
What? Yahoo! Cheese it in space.
Oh no. There's no cheese in space.
Now go get them, kids. We can go home. Anyway. Oh god, the Star Wars spoof was on Family Guy the other day. I love that. Waka. Anyway, so
are you sure you won't do a carrot cake for me?
He asked me what I want for Mother's Day for a cake.
Cake should not be made out of carrots.
He's going, you want chocolate, vanilla? He's naming off all these flavors. I go, carrot. And he just sort of looks at me and twitches.
I'm sorry, it's an abomination. Now see, I went to allrecipes.com, which is my place for recipes,
And it says carrot cake's an abomination?
Says, we could not find recipes resulting in carrot cake. Please change your search terms. So there you go. Well, maybe I'm misspelling carrot. Is it two R's or one?
Two R's.
Ah, that's probably one. Yep,
well,
there we go.
Well, of course, there isn't going to be an air carrot. I can't even say that.
That'd be a carrot cake.
What's a carrot?
Not a clue. Okay, so let's see here. This Sam's favorite famous carrot cake. It's got 826 five-star ratings. Let me see what's involved in this. Eggs, buttermilk, vegetable oil, sugar, vanilla, cinnamon, flour, baking soda, two shredded carrots.
Basically, it's a spice cake with carrot in it.
Yeah, walnuts. Can I do it without walnuts?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't look difficult to do. If you really want a carrot cake, we'll do a carrot cake.
It's good. Maybe I should let you off the hook and have you do a spice cake.
Don't you want a double chocolate death by cocoa kind of cake?
No.
No?
No.
Now see, here's the tragic thing. I've gotten into making cakes. I am nowhere in the league of anyone that can make money off of it, but I'm having fun baking cakes. And I'm looking at it this way as well. The more cakes I make and the cookies and stuff, the less snacks you have to buy. Right?
True, but we really don't need them.
But, unfortunately... Unfortunately, you're not a cake person. The cookies I made last week were horrible.
Well, if you notice, I got you more chips to try again.
Yeah, I gotta find a new recipe or something like that. I made chocolate chip cookies, and I don't know, they were just too thin or something, and they were brittle. They were just falling apart.
Well, I don't know what you did, but they were just kind of melted on the cookie sheet.
Yeah. I don't know. I followed the recipe I got, and the recipe got, lots and lots of five-star reviews and stuff. Okay, Lormie is saying that if they were falling apart, not enough flour.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe you just read...
something to look into. There we go. For the top 10 things while the servers are down, bake more cake!
God.
Okay, so I'll try a different... You know what, though? The recipe I was using came from your Betty Crocker cookbook.
I don't think you read it right, because I've used that cookie recipe before, and it's fine.
I follow recipes. Once I get a good outcome from a recipe, then I'll start screwing with
it. There's another cookie book up there. There's a book just of cookies. Mm. You haven't found that one yet.
No, I think the one that I used actually came from your general book, but... God, that book's old.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I know there's nothing wrong with it. I will look around.
Yeah, have we missed any birthdays this week? Or recently?
Well, since Kalara is saying something, maybe it's her birthday, but there was nobody on my Facebook. If you have a birthday, let me know. We'll play the birthday trolls. Who is it? Ah, it's Kalara's birthday. She dings 39 today. I'll wait a second to make sure there's nobody else, but I checked my Facebook and I did not see any birthdays. For those of you who don't know, Jethel's old Facebook page got hosed, destroyed, and accidentally deleted. So if you were once a quote-unquote friend of Jethel Silverwing, by all means...
He hosed it because he was trying to fix something that wasn't broke.
Yeah. Quiet, woman. Silence! I need to put the the click to become a fan of Gentle Thing back on the website. But you can go to facebook.com, search for Jethel Silverwing. You're going to come up with two. There's going to be either Jethel Silverwing or Matt Sanchez. Both are right. I would prefer it if you liked Jethel Silverwing, though. But actually, you know what? Just go with the Matthew one. That's fine.
But they do like you, man.
I know. But I'm just thinking, actually, maybe trying to maintain two pages is just going to be a pain in the ass. Maybe I should just consolidate it to one. It's a pain in the ass. It really is.
Oh, and those of you, you guys need to try his pancakes.
Yes. Go to kithacore.org, and you'll see a thing on the menu there for recipes. My recipe for pancakes is there. My recipe for pizza. And the pizza, the dough and the sauce is there. And also Elquin's triple chocolate evil fudge
is
also there. But I don't see anyone else telling me that it's your birthday. So, Kalara, congratulations. And here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Congratulations. Happy birthday to you. It's coming up on the hour here. I think it's about time to wrap things up. I'll get that link to my Facebook profile back on kithacore.org tonight. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I know it's probably just due to the fact that everything in SOE is down, but we have had more viewers tonight than I can remember.
Viewers?
Well, it says viewers. Listeners.
They're watching us?
Watching us right now, goddammit.
Hon, put your pants on.
Yes, that's really me every time you hear Cheez-It scream on any of my skits. That's really me. Don't ask me how I do it, I just do it.
Which is really odd, because I actually have a pretty deep voice in real life.
But anyway, yeah, I'll get that Facebook link back up there tonight.
Rowan and Hud are celebrating their 24th anniversary tomorrow.
Ooh, 24th anniversary tomorrow. Very nice. Shoot, can I find my anniversary song real quick? Let's see here. Their skit. I think it is. Maybe not. Damn.
Now he's looking.
Well, you know, people just spring these things on me.
Well, you're supposed to be like... know where the stuff's at.
Damn, do I even have it? Where is it? Look at all of my music here. Anniversary.
There's another anniversary there, too.
Oh? Who's that? I'm not on the channel anymore.
I'm gonna screw your name up.
Let's see. Rowan and Hud, and then... Elena and her husband.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. We now state emphatically it's happy anniversary. Not another day could be a happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, happy. Happy anniversary.
Alright, knock it off. Alright, so happy anniversary, you guys. That's great. And you know what? It's 9 o'clock. I think that's about it.
Okay. We'll keep the lights on. We'll be here next week, even if maybe EQ's not. Hopefully.
We're hoping, but you know what? More important than us playing the game right now is secure. Is making sure that the servers are secure and stuff. So, you know...
And we have this chat channel going, and then it looks like there's one at ZAM. So there's ways for all of us to keep in touch with each other during this crisis.
Exactly. Good night, Brass. I see you're saying good night there. Give our best to everyone over at Sony. Give everyone a big hug.
Everybody and, hug. You'll be hugging tomorrow a lot.
You know, this is not Sony's fault. This is the fault of the Jack Wagon, who's...
Or Wagons.
What's that?
Jack Wagons, possibly.
Or Wagons, whichever, who are causing all this. Please make sure the servers are secure before we come back up. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully, we're going to be playing next week, but if not, we're still going to be here. We're going to have a nice show for you. Thank you very much. I'll have the podcast up tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
As a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.